So I'm not going to sit here and pretend like we got a star. I'm just literally going to talk to you guys because we haven't even got a name for this. Have not got a name for this podcast yet. I know it's Ori Styler's da-da-da-da-da-da. I can't think what that da-da-da-da is. And you lot are both just going to look at me like I'm not talking to you guys.
Yeah, but what? You're recording? This is your start.
Everything's recording. Bro.
So when you said you weren't going to do a start.
I'm not. How do I intro a podcast with no name?
Yeah, well, maybe not like that, but.
Well, all right, we'll figure out a name and then we'll be able to.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm Ori Styler. You're Joe Bingham. Shout out to Mick as well, as on the other side of the camera.
Hold tight.
He's all right. Do you know what I'm conscious about? I know I'm just wearing a tracksuit that I went therapy in today.
Yeah.
Right? He can wear what he wants. So I'm looking at the camera. You get away with it.
I could wear a chicken costume out here, man. Nobody would know.
So, I mean, the leotard you're wearing now, it suits you. But, like, I can't do that. And it's annoying.
I'm waiting for brand deals in it, so I've gone playing.
Oh, yeah. Well, this podcast is not sponsored by anybody. But if you'd like to fill in the slot of actually sponsoring us, then maybe we'll be able to wear some things. Let me not say that, actually. I've worked with quite a few of these brands many a times. Like, Bamboo Rum. Have you tried Bamboo?
Nah.
Banging. I'll line you up with one of the bottles.
Oh, nice one.
But it's this one's a rum cream. They do, like, a dark rum. But this one's a rum cream.
Okay.
Do you write with rum cream or?
Yeah.
You just.
Well, like Bailey's and that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people don't like it because it's like dairy and stuff.
I want the coffee one back. When Cafe Patron got discontinued, I was sad.
Do Kahlua instead.
Yeah.
Kahlua's banging.
Okay.
It's just like that. It's just, it's not as, the Patron one's a bit more, a touch more creamy, but Kahlua is really sweet, but it's coffee nonetheless. But yeah, brand deals for what podcast with what name? I have not got a name for this.
If you give us a brand deal, we'll name the podcast after you.
I'll do what I can. I'll tell you what names I came up with beforehand, right? And I tried to do this without speaking to like audience members because I didn't want them to go, hey guys, we want you to do this. And this is the podcast that, like, you ask people, what do you want to see from me? And they'll tell you what they want to see. And you get some people go, we want you to talk about the struggles of the plight of the people of a certain demographic, which I can talk about. But if you name a whole podcast after that, then you're stuck to only talking about that.
I want to hear you talk about the struggle of the white man, to be fair. That's what I want to.
Do you know what? I'm already surrounded by two of you.
I'm here, bro.
And it's already feeling unbalanced. But the thing is, what I like about this is I'm in charge of the two white men that are here
damn
today.
That's true. So, that
yeah,
is true.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what we call progression.
We owe you
leveling
that.
Up. Leveling up. Do my garden. Do my garden. I don't even have a garden, but do it nonetheless.
You told me I need to go to the gym in it, so I can't be pushing no garden equipment around.
You don't need to go gym.
I go gym bare, man. That's why I wear these baggy clothes.
Keep the people guessing.
I want people to respect me for my art, you know what I mean? I don't want to be a piece of meat.
A piece of meat, okay. Ori Styler's Piece of Meat podcast. Does that work?
No.
that sounds a bit raunchy, doesn't it?
That's giving off the wrong vibe already.
All right, I'll tell you what names I have for this, yeah? And it's why we can't have an intro until we get this name down. I'll tell you what names I had for this. I wanted something to do with bits because I'm a comedian. You're a comedian. Not everyone that will be on here is going to be a comedian. However, a lot of the people that I know I can call upon and say, yo, come and talk, are going to do comedy. There's something to do with bits, like all the bits. Shout out to Vittorio and Ishan. They had Doing Bits. They don't do that podcast anymore. But it's such a good name, Doing Bits, because it's doing bits of comedy, or doing bits is just like how we'd say a slang.
Mm.
But I like the word bits and I just can't figure out how to work with it.
We could do a Post Malone. You know, he did like a rap name generator.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
He hasn't.
Bits on the side.
But then that sounds like.
Sounds like your second best.
It sounds like I'm someone's side piece.
Yeah, it does sound like we're enabling affairs.
Yes. Yeah, a bit on the side.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know. There was others. There's one I had yesterday that I said to one of my friends, yo, respectfully. And I'll tell you why. You know when someone says respectfully before they speak, what they're about to say afterwards is going to be disrespectful. 100% disrespectful. And there's something about that that I liked. Like something about approaching the podcast and we're about to talk about stuff. We go, yo, respectfully, respectfully. And then say what you want to say. I don't know how you lot feel about that.
It's like open up with, I'm sorry, but.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's kind of like that. And I think there is a podcast already called Respectfully. There's a few of them, actually. This is the problem. Everyone's got a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. So there's going to be a variation of every name, isn't it?
This is what I'm saying. Someone's got a podcast. I remember it's not called the Joe Rogan Experience. It's called the Joe Rogan Podcast. Even though Joe Rogan has his called the Joe Rogan Experience. And they just rehash what Joe Rogan does.
Let's just call ours the Joe Rogan Pod then. Because then you'll get the traffic of both, innit?
Starring Ori Styler. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. If there's anyone that doesn't look like Joe Rogan the most on this podcast, it's me.
I'll shave my head.
No, you won't.
No, I will not.
No, you won't. Nah, you're too much of a pretty boy to do stuff like that.
These hairlines all I've got, man. I ain't shaving.
You do too much. All you've got, listen, nah. You're 6 what?
6'1", yeah.
Mick, how tall are you?
6.
6?
No.
All right, so you're
5'9" on a really good day, man.
5'9" on a really good day.
Yeah.
Wait, the weather makes you taller or shorter.
Yeah, that's what bad days do.
Yeah, it depends what kind of workout it was that morning, man. It might shrink me. Do you know what I mean?
That does happen,
bro.
That does happen. All right, so okay,
5'8" and some change.
5'8" and some change.
Yeah,
I'm 5'11", right? 5'10" and a half, but 5'11".
Yeah, 5'11" is like 6 foot on Tinder, isn't it? That's what all the men on Tinder are saying, 6 foot, but then they turn up.
And they're short.
And if it's
that.
A bad day, it's 5'10", isn't it?
I don't use Tinder, so I don't know how they.
Neither do I. That's not what. That's
okay, Joe.
We don't want to be sponsored by them at all.
Do you know what? I'll tell you a Tinder story, right? We are going to figure out a name, but I'll tell you a Tinder story. When I did use it years ago, I was in comedy still, but problem was is that I'd use it not thinking that I was a name or anything. And I wasn't. I wasn't like where I'm at now. Well, you can roll your eyes all you want, bro. I wasn't where I'm at now, right? I go in there, and then what happens is I match with people. A couple of them will go on Instagram and then message me going, someone's using your profile or your picture for their profile on Tinder. And I have to be the sad guy that afterwards goes, actually, it's me. And you know how degrading that feels when you have to tell people that, because then afterwards they go, what are you doing on Tinder? Because in their mind, they've already wrapped up the idea that you can get girls or you can meet someone because of...
Gallus.
I'm not Gallus. do you know what? I wish I was a Gallus when people said that. Do you know why? Imagine being treated like you are one, but you're not. So people like go, yeah, I don't want to talk to you because you already get loads of girls. But you don't. That means everybody doesn't get to talk to you because they're like, you've already got girls. Or... they think that because they think you're a Gallus with girls that don't exist. I would not want to be that person that if I was a Gallus, sorry, if I wasn't a Gallus, people call me a Gallus.
You don't want to be a Gallus anyway. It's too much admin.
You sound like you talk from experience.
Nah, just a lot of admin, innit? It's a lot to keep up with.
What's the admin?
It's just like the people.
Lucy from West.
Yeah.
Lucy from East.
And then you got the whole thing where you'll be out with one of them and then you'll be like, oh, you remember when I told you that thing? And it weren't. You told someone else that thing. And
does that happen, Joe?
Not anymore. Nah, because I'm now 30 years old and I want to find a good, honest woman. But back in the day, maybe. You know the worst thing about Tinder, though? About you saying, like, oh, people thought someone was using your pictures.
Come.
There's a Tinder profile. There's now a Hinge profile I found out that has been using my pictures in Birmingham for, like, 4 years.
Swear.
Yeah. And the worst thing is, my man's age is 37, for starters. That hurt. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. But the bio, so it's like, he's using my pictures and I was kind of like, this is annoying. But then the bio is, mate, the spelling is atrocious.
Okay.
The opening line of the bio is, if you look like Beyonce, I'll be your fiance. Followed by, hate players, meet the coach. Like, I wouldn't be so mad about someone using my pictures.
Oh, my God.
If it weren't that bad. You know what I mean?
Mate, they sound like your bars.
Right, they might actually be. I was thinking. I'm wondering how he knows.
That's mixed lyrics. There.
That's how I spit. That's my opener.
All right, yeah. So
he's actually my ghostwriter for my stage.
Oh my God, Ori Styler's hate players, coach podcast.
Hate players.
We got stories, but I'm still trying to figure out this name. I'm stuck on your respectfully or a respectfully. I am.
It works.
You think so?
It works, man.
Have we found the name already?
And you approach all topics respectfully. And that sounds like I'm being sarcastic. But
it does a little bit. You have a natural sarcastic tone, so I don't know. No one knows if you're being serious.
Nah, but you do, though. Whenever I see you on stage and that. You never jab at people, but you never really go in on people unless you have to.
Do you know what? That's very true. I'll take that. There's the jabbing thing. I know I do that. When I was in... I was in Dubai doing a set of shows, and there's one thing I set up as a joke, which I basically say, Dubai has no care for our self-esteem, because everyone out there is either really, really, really attractive and broke, or they're really, really like not attractive, you know, a bit facially challenged and stuff, but they got all the money. And then I did my jabs in such a nice way. Because now I'll be in the crowd, I go, I mean, I look at you, bro, and I know you're doing well in life, which is me saying that you're facially challenged. Well, I look at a woman and go, and darling, you're stunning. It's me saying that you're broke. So it's a respectful way of kind of throwing in them jabs.
This could also be a show in West London, isn't it? Like, realistically. It's the same thing.
Don't do West London like that.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
Are you one of those people that feel like that, the social media guy who talks about West London being weak? Are you one of those people that think West London's like that?
I don't. I know, we were just talking about beef. I don't like them videos, though.
Brother, I can't remember his name, but he does the videos where he goes, like, you know what I'm talking about, situations. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you seen him, Mick? Mm. He talks about situations that people go through. And if you're from East, you're from North, you're from South or from West, how you'd approach it if you were from different parts of London. He makes West London look like the softest people living. Softest people living. And all I keep thinking is, he can't go carnival this year.
No.
He can't turn up to Notting Hill. The way that people... Oh, you!
Imagine he goes Ladbroke Grove.
Ladbroke Grove, he's a rat blood.
Right.
Would you... Hey, brother, would you say about West London people? I could just see it happening. I love the content. It's funny, right? And I'm a Northwest Londoner. Even though I've moved out Northwest for like 30 odd years of my life. Brother, you can't run up to people like that and say those things, so...
London's scary, man.
But that's because you're a Bedfordian.
Bro.
How long have you been? You're Bedford all your life?
Bedford my whole life. I worked in London for a bit. I was a roofer for a while. Worst jobs I've ever had in my life.
But why did you say London's scary?
But it's just lawless, man. It's scary. Like I remember walking around London. I can't remember where it was. I'm working on roofs in London. I remember thinking, I'm terrified to just get jumped at any minute. Do you know what I mean?
Like, seriously?
Some of these places we were working at, man, were scary. But then again, you go down Tavistock Street in Bedford and you think the exact same thing.
Okay, so you've not been Tavistock Street, have you? All right. I was talking about this today earlier on. Tavistock Street, this is the weirdest thing. It's a long road, but there is I'd say 150 to 200 meter stretch of it. It's disgraceful.
Mm.
However, you get to the end of that stretch, some of the loveliest of houses on that road. So it literally... In Bedford, you go to different parts of it and it could be the same road, but that little stretch is, you don't want to go there. Where? And it's the road but that between that door number and that door number that they're talking about. Yeah, whereas we're thinking like, you don't want to go to that estate. You don't want to go to that town. In Bedford, it's, you see where Sainsbury's start, yeah? Hey, when you get to the chicken shop, you hear what I'm saying? Run. Right. Until you see Tesco's. That's how it is.
I lived on Tavistock Street for a year of my life. Me and my boy moved to Tavistock Street.
Isn't there like a brothel on that road?
Yeah, there is. On a corner, man. Can't say I've ever been there.
You knew the location.
I'm scared.
Been doing the R&D there.
I should run past it.
Is it really that bad? Because
listen, some of it's... don't get me wrong. We've woke up to some strange noises on that road, man.
Wow.
Yeah, some lunatics, man. Especially because it's near the high street, right? It's like anywhere near a high street. You go out and they get drunk and then they just start smashing stuff up.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? They just end up just going around smashing windows. And this poor cafe across the road from us, man, every few weeks, window just smashed in just for no reason, man.
Serious.
But it's people just getting drunk. Do you know what they're like, man?
But I'm not trying to challenge no one who might be on Tavistock Street, but I never get scared when I'm down there.
Because you're hard, bro.
It's just where you're from, though, isn't it?
Birmingham. So for you, you've moved to London and you've seen some parts of London, you're like, same as up in Birmingham.
It's just home, isn't it? Plus, I live in East, isn't it? I live in Bethnal Green, so, I mean, there's nothing edgy going on. Well, it's just hipsters, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look at this, lovely.
Yeah, like I didn't know what I was getting into, but it weren't what I was expecting.
I think if it depends on your upbringing, right? So like depends on where you spend most of your time. Like I was born and bred in Kempston, which is kind of like the middle of Bedford, little town in Bedford. And it's got, don't get me wrong, it's got its rough areas, but then you go to somewhere where it really is rough and you think, yo, Kempston looks like a walk in the park, man.
My boys used to think I was rich when I was growing up because we lived on a cul-de-sac. That basically made me royalty.
Because the road.
Yeah, because it didn't go anywhere.
You couldn't go through the road.
Because the road didn't go anywhere, our opportunities.
There's a house at the end of the road, like not a through road. You're living life, mate.
It was symbolic, though. It was a dead end, much like my life in Birmingham, to be fair, a little bit. But now, look at me down here.
Therapy now, man.
Look at me down here, flourishing.
Yeah, you're doing your thing, bro. Man. You're doing your thing, hitting 30 and now wanting to settle down because of being a gallus. You are flourished.
Right.
Let's change the name of this podcast to Slanderous.
Slanderous. Slanderous ain't too bad. I'm still on your respectfully, but you think I'm joking.
I never said you were joking.
Slanderous.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what? Slanderous is one of those words where it's actually a word that sounds like it has been made up, like bootylicious.
Yeah.
But it's actually a word.
The bootylicious never sounded like a word in the dictionary, did it?
Hold on. Bootylish.
That can't be.
Well, yeah, it'll be on your predictive text.
Your predictive
off your burner Instagram account.
You're an idiot. Yeah. Burner Instagram. Oh my God. Don't do me like that. All right, let's talk. Let's have a look. Week. Firstly, how's the week been with you guys? All right?
Yeah, it's been all right, man.
Yeah, week for you as well?
Good, man.
Anything interesting happened in the week that needs to be discussed?
I didn't like, obviously it was Jubilee week, innit?
Oh yeah, I've been in and out. I'll be honest.
You're lucky, man.
Was it rough?
Nah, man, just them street parties. With all the bunting and that. I thought we were back at war. You know what I mean? Like... It was wild, man. I've never seen like so many labradoodles out and about.
Yeah,
just very, very middle class vibe. I think like a Jubilee.
Did you
street party?
Did you watch the parade or any of that on TV?
I didn't watch any.
Was the parade actually on TV? It had to be.
They had the show on TV, didn't they?
Yeah.
I think I walked past the pub and Craig David was on, and I thought, nah.
No.
I think drawing the line there.
Pretty much. Pretty much. I'm like, unless you're playing the classics, I'm all right, Craig, to be honest.
Okay. I have not watched a single Jubilee thing. I don't know if that makes me less British.
I mean, I didn't watch any of it, but I did go to like a mini street party, right? And this is quite big news. I don't know if you're ready for this, but I went to a street party which was announced on my estate's Facebook chat, right?
Okay.
Big deal. Yeah. The only Jubilee party to go ahead for that day.
Okay.
What happens at the 2 o'clock meeting? We realise there's been several counter parties being thrown. There's a counter Jubilee party thrown around the corner.
Yeah.
Not been announced on the Facebook group chat.
The one on Tavistock Street was wild.
I bet it was, bro. Wild. There was gunshots and everything. They threw a counter party, man. A counter party against our party without announcing it.
Yeah.
Furious. Just scandalous is what it was, man.
This is beef in Bedford, bro.
This is beef. And I said, man, I was thinking, this is a strongly worded email coming their way soon, man. Let me tell you.
So wait, this party that you had, What did it consist of?
Listen, it's imagine what the word party means and just like dial it down by like 11. It was like, we sit in a circle and we have a little chinwag. Do you know what I mean?
We've had that on my road for Christmas, actually.
Really?
I think actually my road had it for Jubilee as well, but I wasn't here when they were running it. So yeah, I'll be honest, I'm not the guy that likes them street parties.
I didn't think I was, man, but when there's sausage rolls, freshly baked sausage rolls coming out, cookies...
Nah.
Do you know what I mean?
You trust everyone's cooking though?
Trust me. I trust it. I'll eat anything. I'll eat anything.
In my mind, it ain't a party unless there's Magnums, you know what I mean? That's what I always think. It's like, you know, when everyone was getting upset about...
He means
about,
the drinks,
like,
guys, not the condoms.
Yeah, man. Wet my mouth. You know, like...
First the Magnum, then the Magnum.
Yeah, man. You know, when everyone was like getting upset about like Boris's party and that?
Yeah.
And then the pictures came out and it was like Tesco's reduced sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah.
And like... You could tell there was no tunes on. It was just someone's phone in a cup in the corner. You look dead, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not in a party.
It's not live. There's no sound system. If the speaker box isn't taller than your child, then it's not a party. That's how I see it. If it's on the street, you can't just bring out a little Bluetooth speaker or the little party one with the lights that come out of it. You can't bring that. I need sound. When we had the one on the street for Christmas, it was raining. We had a saxophone guy playing. I can't lie. For Christmas, it was live because... playing all the good Christmas hits. They were giving out like loads of like Christmas candy for the kids and stuff. And they had like baked cake, like cupcakes and stuff, cinnamon ones.
You could do anything at Christmas though, isn't it? Everyone's in a good mood at
Exactly.
Christmas.
With the Jubilee one, I think I don't know. It just, I don't know about you guys, but I personally, you might be more comfortable. I personally get concerned when there's way too many Union Jacks around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It makes me uncomfortable. Better that than the St. George's flag. When there's way too many of those around, that's even more scary for me.
Mate, the thing with the...
I don't know what the area is about if I see the flag everywhere.
You know what I always think? Like, you know when you're in America and you see like everyone's got like an American flag hanging on their lawn?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's patriotism.
Yeah, you know that person's like a, what you doing around here, boy?
Yeah, he's got rifles, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, he's 100% got rifles.
Over here though, like you got a neighbour that, you know, you got that one house that hangs like an England flag out the window. Mm-hmm. He just mutters racial slurs under
all
his
the time. And that's 100%. Why for me, that's, I can't, when I see that, comedians have spoken about this on stage before, but jokes aside, When I see that, it generally does make me feel like, am I in the wrong kind of area?
You hate when the World Cup's on, innit?
Because you don't know who to trust
anyone, man.
You don't know who to look at. It's the truth. You see people celebrating, and what's weird is when the World Cup's on, I want to like put up an England flag myself. And they look at me like, I don't know if you can. That's how it feels.
How crazy is that, that the flag of a country can do that in the country that you live in?
Bro, it's crazy. Do you know what? Yes, but on the other side of it, I know the country that we live in.
Oh, 100%. If that makes sense. Yeah, so, I think there's a reason for it. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't just come out of the air.
That's why the British flag, the Union Jack, the one thing I mean, when I see that around, I'm like, cool. When I see a load of the England flags around, I'm like, cool if there's a reason. If I see it on a window and there's not no football going on or anything, I have questions, right? But we always relate things to stuff. Like I when I see the Union Jack now, I don't even think about UK so much. The back of my mind, Jerry Halliwell.
You know what though? That's good brand growth for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because back in the day, people were not happy to see that flag coming towards them on a ship. You know what I mean? So if it's associated with Jerry Halliwell now.
If it's Jerry. Someone put up a tweet actually, and I was in bits saying they thought that something had, they obviously were joking. They were like, all these Union Jacks that are up, what happened to Jerry Halliwell? Is she okay? Because they thought it was a tribute to her. I think you're taking the piss.
I think we could have been asking what happened to Jerry Halliwell a long time ago, to be honest. Last time I saw her, she was on F1 Drive to Survive.
No,
her
she
career.
Wasn't.
Yeah, she's married to the head of one of the racing
Let me
teams.
See. All right, so Jerry Halliwell's husband.
She's Jerry Horner now, isn't it?
Oh, no, that doesn't work for me.
So she's married to like the head of one of the racing teams. And that did wig me out a bit. Seeing Ginger Spice in the paddocks like she was about to do a tyre change, you know what I mean? That did throw me a bit, I can't lie.
Jerry Halliwell Horner. Oh, she's from Watford, I didn't know that. It's not far from where I used to live. So Christian Horner. Okay.
Is he the head of like Red Bull or something?
Yeah, it looks like, hold on, is it Red Bull? Christian Horner. I think it's Red Bull. I see Red Bull on his patch. So yeah, Red Bull Chief, yeah.
Because I don't really watch F1, but have you seen that Drive to Survive show?
No.
Oh, it's sick. On Netflix. They've basically turned F1 into a soap, innit? So it shows you like all the drama between all the different teams throughout the season and stuff. It is good.
Get off my asphalt. So I told him to get off my asphalt. Just like a reality show like that. That sounds boring.
Nah, it's good, man.
Seriously?
It's good. Yeah, yeah. I spend a lot of time on trains, innit? So I watch a lot of shit. I can't lie.
Fair dues.
But...
All right, what else? Anything else in the news and stuff? You can tell
how we don't know anything about your week.
Oh, yeah. My week? You want to...
We got to Jubilee, innit? What was your week saying?
All right, fine. I bet it was in the country. Mm-hmm. I went to Canada on the Monday, so a week ago. I flew to Canada. Let me tell you something, yeah? I didn't want to go to Canada, not because Canada's a place I didn't want to go to, but my initial thing was to go to New York. A few weeks ago, I did the show in Dubai, which I also had to go to Kurdistan. A place in Kurdistan called Erbil, one of the safest cities in the world. As I came back, I found out that because I went to Erbil in Kurdistan, and because Kurdistan is its own state, and they want it to be its own recognized state, but to the rest of the world, particularly to America, they don't see it as a recognized state. They see it as Northern Iraq. Brother, the second I stepped foot in there, I lost the ability on my British passport to go to America without having a visa. It's called a VWP waiver.
Forever or just for a bit?
This is the thing. They don't tell you. I think it's just on the length of the passport that I have. Now, it's weird. I tried to call the embassy. They do not take phone calls. You got booked to see them. They want to investigate you to see why was you out there. I was there for about 36 to 48 hours. It weren't even that long. It's doing comedy. But for them, as soon as you step foot, I can't remember all the countries. Iran, Iraq, Yemen, Syria, North Korea. I think Sudan's on the list. Don't quote me. But there's a few other places as well. Once you step foot in them areas, you cannot go to America just off by getting a little ESTO, the thing that the online little thing that you visa that you get, which is like a temporary one. I have to go and get a proper 10-year visa because they want to do their investigations.
We won't address what the common theme with those countries is.
Yeah, we won't. Yeah. We won't address. And the thing is, the common theme for some of them is many of those places is fine. It's just that they have got a lot of activity that happens out there that America don't like.
Nations and that.
Exactly. So America, like, you ain't coming here if you've been there. So I said, all right, fine. Let me book an appointment to get a visa because I'm going in. This is when I came back from Kurdistan. I was like, I'm going in like a week and a half. I'm sure I could just go to the embassy. They said, Ruboy, you're not seeing us until November. I said, what? These times I booked my flight. So I've had to call up the flight and say, look, can I please? Luckily, I did the insurance thing when they said it's fine, you can cancel it. So I got my money back for the flight. And I said, I need to go out somewhere to just have a breather, do some comedy off my own back rather than be booked for a tour. Because when you book for other people, it's work. When you go to like a different country to say, I want to do it for myself, even though it's work, you can decide not to and just relax and chill. So I said, Canada, I've never been to Canada to work. I haven't been there to chill. I've only been there for like connecting flights. Bro, I went to Canada. It was beautiful. I went to Toronto. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's like London, but smaller in terms of the city centre. But the outskirts, oh, it's amazing.
Oh, people, like Birmingham. Nice. Huh? Like Birmingham then.
Pretty much, yeah. Mm. But nice. But nicer. The people are a lot nicer. The people are a lot more friendly.
It feels targeted.
Nah. Birmingham's got its areas where some of the people are not as friendly. And I still love those people. I don't mind you being not so friendly. Just don't be not so friendly to me. But in Canada, everybody, and I think it's the way they speak. Because they have like we would hear it like a North American twang. Mm. But then it's a lot of, what are you saying? How you doing, bro?
Do it again.
I can't. Okay, for flip's sake. All right. I already started, didn't it?
Did you open with that?
You okay, bro? Hey, you okay, eh? They say A at the end of everything as well. I'm okay, eh?
And a boot instead of
Yeah, bro. I'm a boot to go out there, bro. Mm. Okay, eh? That's how they do.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but they sound so friendly. Even when they're upset, they just sound very friendly. What did you ask me just now anyway?
I was just asking about your week, innit? The thing about the visa thing. I heard about that years and years ago because I'm sure there was like, I think Amir Khan went over to one of them countries for like I'm sure he went over there with his family for like a pilgrimage or something. And then he got to America and was turned away at the border. Just because it was like the last stamp on his passport, basically.
So you had to, that's the worst when you've taken the flight and you're literally just there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah. That's a 7-8 hour flight, depending on where in America you go, even up to 10, 12 hours. Mm. That's long. But yeah, Canada was dope, man. I went on the hottest day of the year.
That's about 12 degrees in Toronto.
Don't get it twisted. Canada, hot.
Mm.
When they have summer, their summers are in the top 20s to mid 30s. Our summers, when we get to like 28, we really start believing global warming exists. Mm. That's how we are in England. Out there, that's normal for them. One thing I liked, they had a baseball game. Blue Jays were playing.
Mm.
Their city dress up in their colors, right? And there was no hooliganism. Whereas when we got football going on, as soon as you see, again, the people in the football tops, you're thinking, all right, what firm is fighting what firm and where do I need to be to avoid this?
Is this man going to put a flare in his arse?
This is it, yeah. This is how we are. We're so like, off key. We're so savage at times. But then, I think it is? I think it's because the women who are out there support and they are a hell of a lot more civilized than us as men. A hell of a lot more. Because I saw women out there with their daughters and they're going as mother and daughters to see a Blue Jays game. It's not like they're going because the dad's going. Whereas in England, it's a lot more of the male football fans that might bring their wives and their daughters and stuff. And I haven't seen, I could be wrong, there might be women that bring their daughters to go watch football. But out there, it was an abundance. It was just everybody from all age groups, young and old, regular school kids. After they would have finished school, it seems like they would have just gone to a Blue Jays game because that's their city that they're representing. And the way that they go, they're all in their blue, they all look dope, but they're all civilized. There's no hooliganism, there's no throwing bottles and stuff. Maybe that's when I caught it. Maybe after the game, if they win or lose, they might turn savage. But when I saw it, they were amazing. Honestly, you've been to Canada?
Nah, never. Mick?
Never. Canada?
Never.
Go.
It's quite like British in a way, isn't it? Is it like an edge towards, it's not so American that like is America, but there's like an element of
Britishness
there. Do you know what I mean? Because part of Commonwealth and stuff like that.
Culturally, you feel like you're amongst your own, like anyone, like if you were in London, it feels like you're just around everyone in London.
Mm.
But they have just a different accent and the food's different. Culturally, it's very similar.
What's the food saying?
I went Popeye's chicken.
Jeez.
Let me tell you something, You know Popeye's chicken?
Popeye's sponsor, man.
Brother, yo, I'm not supposed to be pushing fried food like this, but we need brand deals. Popeye's chicken, right? Listen, your food is delicious. This podcast is the...
This man just ate a Pepe's, by the way, before we started.
Listen,
this.
Yeah, we don't have Popeyes in Bedford.
There's one in London now, I think. I'm sure there's a Popeye, is it?
There's one in... We're opening up one in Romford, and there's one in Westfield in Stratford. You can tell I've done my research, Popeyes brand sponsorship. So basically, you can go and check them out. The chicken, bruv. Let me tell you something, right? And shout out to my friend Shai. Shai put me onto this because Shai's been Canada, America, all of that stuff, right? And she's saying there's beef between Chick-fil-A and Popeye's chicken. It's like ours would be Sam's and Morley's maybe, yeah? Mm. Now, Popeye's is Popeye's, it bangs. Chick-fil-A is Chick-fil-A, it bangs. I've not tried Chick-fil-A, but I've heard they both do well. I went Popeye's, bruv. I went and got just a regular chicken burger. Let me tell you something, yeah? Their chicken, it was, you know when the chicken is cooked, but it's white, like all the like properly cooked white, and when you squeeze it a little bit, it looks like the chicken is slightly sweating, like it was just juicy, but soft. The outer layer wasn't too thicker. You know, now you go to like a chicken and chip shop and where they've done like the fried batter thing, whatever it is, yeah? It's crunchy thick. This weren't like that. It was more chicken, and then this was like a nice kind of golden crunch, but not too thick and dry. Oh, man, the bun was like a brioche bun. They tried to put pickles in there instead of lettuce. I said, take that shit out. I'm not having that. I don't do pickles. But, bro.
Well, I texted you. I said, listen, I need to know what it is out of 10 because I was concerned, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know you know your food, but I was thinking if he's hotting Popeyes up and like it's a 10 out of 10 and it's not, I'm going to cry. So
no,
I had to get some scaling. I had to ask you what you thought.
You
asked
about Five Guys, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you think Five Guys is?
Five Guys is high, bro. In terms of burgers, Five Guys, we're talking like, in terms of tier, they're like tier one, man.
Okay.
These men are charging £25 for a burger. They've got to be good, innit?
Oh my God. And the chips. Do you know what I mean? It's a lot of, there's a lot that goes into it.
With Five Guys, because I don't really like red meat, so I don't have it often.
Mm.
I like Five Guys, but I don't like red meat. It's one of those weird ones, but I'll eat it because it's Five Guys and what they do. But I'd put Popeyes over Five Guys, personally, because it's chicken, right? Which, again, I realize the racial stereotype of me in the room being the only one that likes chicken, and I'm highlighting how chicken over. But I'm telling you this. If you put Five Guys as tier one, Popeyes is tier one as well.
Swear.
Have you ever had a biscuit? And I don't mean the ones we have.
This is what I was going to ask you about.
Bro.
What are they?
American biscuits. I can't even... How do I describe it? Imagine a cross between a scone and a hash brown, but for dinner, and it's slightly salty.
That sounds disgusting.
No, bro.
Do you dip it in gravy?
You can.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I just had it just on its own. I wanted to try it on its own. My friend said, try it. She said, you're going to think it's grainy. And I did it. I'll be honest, bro. It was banging. I loved it.
And we're talking like English muffin. Isn't it like an English muffin?
When you say English muffin, are you talking like...
It's like a little...
Because I think of McMuffins now.
Yeah, so imagine what goes into it. Like the two bits of bread that goes in the muffin. Is it the bits of bread?
Is that an English muffin?
I don't know anymore. I really don't. I think that's a McMuffin. It's a lot more crunchier than that. Scone, but hash brown.
I'm not a food guy, man. Like, what? I don't really respect myself when it comes to food. I can't lie.
You eat anything, innit?
Yeah, I live in Bethnal Green, innit? I have a lot of late nights because of shows and that. It's the takeaways by us, mate. Honestly. Good. Nah, awful. Oh, I'll go there because they're open late, innit? You know them takeaways where the sign is like pizza, kebab, curry, burger, and you're like, pick one and get good at it. Yeah. Don't be doing five badly.
Mm.
But I'll still go there. Mm. You know what I mean?
You fill that gap.
Mm.
You're not fussy with food like that?
Nah.
Fair dues.
I can't really cook, really.
Oh, God. Ladies, you hear this? He's selling himself.
I cook, you know, enough to survive, basically. You know what I mean?
So have you ever cooked for for a woman that you're with?
I think I made a stir fry once.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Once?
Yeah.
You're in a relationship, right?
I am.
Right, so you've had to cook for you and the missus at times.
I'll be honest, yeah. But since we lived together, 2 years now, yeah, I've become like the guy who sits and waits for his food. She's like an unbelievable chef.
Oh, but does she like? Is she cool with that?
She loves it. I wouldn't be doing it unless she loved it.
No, you got to say respectfully.
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 I used to do a lot of cooking back in the day. Hey, listen, respectfully.
You see where it works? Yeah, I kind of like that, you know.
It's that. Hey. We've nailed it. Hey, respectfully. She is an unbelievable cook now, man. Mm. And before, when we first got together, I would do a lot of cooking. But since we moved in together, man, she just kills it. So I'm not even getting her
wet. Do you not think that sometimes she's sitting there going, this bastard needs to cook for me? You know?
Listen, with my missus, man, if she says, you're cooking tonight, you're cooking tonight.
So she does tell you that then?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah, but that's an unbelievable cook, man. I'm very lucky to have someone to cook like the way she does, bro.
This feels like salt in the wound. You, man, been telling me how lonely I am, and now I'm just hearing.
Bro, we're going to find you a girl, man. I told you about Swedish Tinder, innit?
Oh.
What?
I tell him,
Swedish Tinder.
Because I'm in Norway next week for shows.
No, you're not.
I'm not even joking. No, I'm in Oslo for like 4 days for shows, man. Yeah,
bro,
yeah.
Listen. So there's this dude who goes, you know, you can change your location on Tinder. I don't know if you guys know this, right?
Yeah, so this might
be like a newer thing, right? You can change your location on Tinder. Uh-huh. And this guy moves his location to Sweden and Switzerland and Norway and places like that. And when I'm telling you, they're models, like tens. Swiping 10, 10, 10, 10, yeah. 10. And it's not, I showed you in it. Want to come around the other day?
Yes, he did.
It's not all about looks, by the way. Ladies,
it's not all about looks, you're right.
But I am just to clarify, in
it looked like a joke. It looked too good to be true. You know what they say if it's too good, if it looks too good to be true, it normally is. But bro, this guy was matching with models.
Excuse me. I remember seeing an article like years ago that Iceland were like asking men to like migrate over there because they had a shortage of men because they've got like a mad lot of fishing industry in it and like loads of oil rigs. So all these men have like disappeared and they basically said like, we've got too many women, can you please come over? And then when we played Iceland in the World Cup or the Euros or whatever it was, I was thinking I could get a flight.
Right.
When they singing songs at Iceland about that, was it? No, it was a kind.
It was like, you're shit, but your birds are fit.
Yeah,
they were
like
singing
that
to Sweden.
Oh,
was
it to Sweden? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, but there you go. Yeah, Sweden, Swedish Twitter.
That's it, man.
Twitter,
that's
Tinder.
It. And some of the, but you got to bear in mind as well, you got to go over there, man. Some of the boys, they're like mutants.
That's the problem, though. That's the competition, then, isn't it?
Wait, mutants.
When they're wham.
Yeah. Oh, serious.
Oh my god. Some like half of the strongest men in the world are from Iceland.
What, so I'm supposed to go over there and get by on my personality?
Maybe they like a bit of lean meat instead.
That's
of
what they want.
Yeah, you're a handsome guy, but maybe they like a bit of lean meat. Listen, they don't want too much
episode muscle. 5 this jumper's coming off and you man are gonna be like
maybe they want some string beans rather than too much protein.
That's what they want.
All right then.
Some string beans, you know.
It's about the personality, man.
Yeah. Maybe they don't want to be crushed in the bedroom. Maybe they want to they want to carry you.
This man's been going gym for a few months.
Maybe they want to get your shoulders and come here, Joe. Come here, Joe. Maybe that's what they want to do. They're sick and tired of being controlled. Maybe they want to manhandle you.
You got to try everything once, innit?
I'll be honest though, Swedish Tinder wouldn't do it for me. It's not enough seasoning on there.
I feel what you mean, man.
Okay.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yes, it's not. It's the flavor is very.
It's like my food.
It's a bit bland.
Yeah.
A bit blonde. It's not enough black people on it, is what I'm trying to say. If you haven't figured that out, yeah.
There it is.
They need some more of that on Swedish Twitter on Tinder, and I might have had a look, yeah, but.
Respectfully,
yeah. I like my black women, so in the end of, right? How do you feel about that when I say that? Is there like an old ancestor in you going, well, good, stick to your own? I don't know.
We've had this conversation.
Yeah, I know what he likes.
Yeah, I'm always enthusiastic. Channing
Tatum over here. He's pretty flexible, to be fair.
Thank you all.
Yeah. I'm still picky. I've still got standards.
Yeah.
Yeah, take it all.
But take it all. He's saying take it all as in
you,
like.
You think I'm that man on Tinder, innit? Just, yeah. I'll pick through him at the end.
The guy that lands the plane and immediately on Tinder, man, just straight away.
There are comedians that do that every time we do shows. I kid you not. I will not name names. You lot know who you are if you're listening to this. There are comedians on Tinder that will go to different cities, and because they're in that city, they'll reduce their location to like 20 meters, not meters, 20
miles. 20 meters. Just what's there in that woman?
And you. I third row. You. Now to 20 miles, right? Just to capture the city and see who they can kind of link in the city. I won't say who, but yo, that for me sounds one, exhausting, and two, just grim.
Did you go on tour with one of them?
You're a bad you. You know that.
It's his own fault, man. He should have been here. Bless you.
Oh my God, I am.
You took my tour support spot, man. I'm coming for you.
No, he was not like that, but it's funny. It's funny that he threw it.
Not even respectfully, that one.
Respectfully, it wasn't him. No, I'm talking about before tours. We're talking like just going to shows in different cities. I'm not talking about it, but that was fucking funny.
I didn't know people still use Tinder, you know. I thought Tinder was a throwback now. But
that's what I heard.
I was doing a show the other week and there were some people saying that they met on Tinder like recent. No, it's had a resurgence, clearly.
I swear.
Mm. So now you've got Tinder, you've got Christian Mingle.
Yeah, farmers only.
Wait, what?
Yeah, bro.
You never heard about that? Christian Mingle.
Christian Mingle.
I can get the gist of it because isn't there a Jewish one as well?
Yeah, man. There was some firebird on Christian Mingle.
Muslims as well. Like, so you can only date within your religion.
There's Muzmatch.
Muzmatch, that's it. Yeah, I've heard that one.
For Muslims, I've seen it on like, the side of the buses in London and stuff.
Christian Mingle.
Christian Mingle, man, mingling with the Christians.
Mm-hmm. I had to go to church for 6 months trying to move to this one. But long. I can't even lie. I used to have to go to church every Sunday when I was
a kid. The thing is, though, Joe says this is a joke, right?
Joe, you're going to hell, man.
Yeah. If there's anyone who would, who's that committed, and not to Christ, it would be Joe.
I ain't got the time for that, man.
Joe, true grafter?
Nah.
True grafter?
Nah, man. That's the problem.
He's so used to getting it because he's a pretty boy that he's never had to graft. Nah. You've never had a no before, have you?
Yeah.
From who?
Bare times, man.
Okay.
Well, nah. Yeah, there was one, though, innit? I told you about the one.
Oh yeah, you
recent, innit?
Yeah, yeah. We won't bring that to the pod, but yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, it's times.
That's a rare no for you.
It seems I hit 30, man.
Everything started to fall apart.
It's because I haven't updated my age settings on Tinder. I'm still 18 to 21. You know what I mean?
Are you serious? So,
nah, you're mad. I hope not. What am I going to talk to him about?
Oh my God, I would never imagine. Now I'm 34. There are people that I've met like at shows and so on, or just events, and if they tell me, bro, even at like when we do UKG brunch. Often you're thinking people are going to be older than me and than all of us because UK Garage. Mm. And you get some people that are like, oh, I'm 21. I'm like, what are you doing here? You don't know.
Nah, I'm glad that young kids are listening to the music that we used to listen to.
I'm glad, but it still feels like if there's like a vibe or a culture of garage music or something which is like from the 90s or something that's nostalgic, when you see young people grappling onto it, I do feel like your parents taught you and that's why you're here. Bring your parents, please.
Well, this is a bit like, yeah. I don't know. I think I've had this conversation with you before about like grime music, because that's what I grew up listening to, innit? I remember the summer when Skepta dropped Shutdown and every festival was like 19-year-old blonde girls in Air Force and Air Max hats. You know what I mean? And I was similar. I was a bit like,
Man's never been in marquee when it's shut down, eh? Trust me, daddy.
See, so what you can do is a Canadian accent as long as it's Drake pretending to be from somewhere else.
Yeah, there you go. That's the easy one.
They were his culture vulture days, they were, innit? You remember? That's when he was trying to move to Rihanna, innit? And he was trying to do a Caribbean accent all the time.
He did that, didn't he? There was rumors that he dated Rihanna. I think he dated her maybe for a little bit.
I mean, they made a good few songs together, didn't they?
Yeah. Mm. And there's a couple British girls that I know two. That have, I'm not going to talk their business.
But they signed that waiver, man.
They have to. They have to.
Or we didn't.
I didn't have sex with Drake. What am I doing? What waiver am I signing? But yeah, he used to try and jump around all the time. That was his way. He didn't even have to worry about Tinder. He just flew in and said, you. He did 20 meters.
Mm.
There you go.
Yeah, and then he did that one too many times. Ended up with a kid.
Yeah, but with the one you never expected he would have done that with. Yeah. All right. Moving on. New TV shows, movies, anything like that you lot watched?
I've heard nothing but good things about
Maverick.
You know, I've never seen Top Gun.
I've seen the original once, but I was a kid. I can't remember how it goes. I just remember there's a guy called Goose and there's a guy called Maverick.
Mm-hmm. I've heard nothing but good things.
I want to watch it, but I also want to watch the old one. But then there's a part of me going, do I watch the old one just for this? Because the old one's probably aged now.
Mm.
And also, I'm assuming you've only heard good things from people who watched and liked the first one.
No, I've heard from people my age and younger as well that have been like, this is a dope film because of the action and just the storyline. But I don't know. It's a weird one. I want to watch the old film to kind of get the gist of it. I don't know. I need to kind of see it.
Yeah. So I've heard it's really, really good. Really good. And I can't remember who told me, but it showed me the pictures of these dudes training with their t-shirts off or something in one of the scenes.
Yeah, yeah. The guy who was in Fantastic Four who played Reed Richards.
Yeah, and he shredded.
Yes.
We're talking like...
You have to be. To be up with Tom Cruise, you'd right. have to be because that man's a
Tom Cruise
different
is
guy.
A lunatic, bro.
Different guy. I met him once.
You met Tom Cruise?
I met Tom Cruise. I was watching Brian Tyler, the music composer, at a concert. I was with a friend of mine years ago. I like music from like movies and video games, and he was in concert. And I had to watch it. He'd done the music to like Now You See Me, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He'd done the fanfare song to Marvel when the Marvel logo comes in. He's done loads and loads of stuff. You'd hear his music and think, oh, wow. Mm. He did that movie and this movie and that one. And we were sitting in a booth. And I'm sitting in this booth, right? And I look to my left and I see someone. I'm like, back of mine. Oh, that guy looks like Tom Cruise. And next to him, he's got a few other people and some guy behind him. Break comes now, and I see him get up and he walks off.
Was he the same height as when he was sitting down?
Poor Tom Cruise, man. Poor Tom Cruise. Not
that far this off. Man has got money in it. He don't care if I call him short.
He's like 5'5 or 5'6, isn't he? Something like that.
Is he?
He's tiny. If you look it up, you'll see he's about 5'6.
Like small.
Yeah, he's tiny. Wow. So I look and I see him and I just call him out again. I looked, I went, and it was Tom Cruise. And he leans into our booth because we're the booth next to him. Now, when I say booth, I didn't pay big money for this seat. It was just, I think, what was available left.
But you paid Tom Cruise money, didn't it? It's the booth next to him.
Bro, but I swear to you, I must have paid for my ticket maybe £40, right? That's not booth money.
Nah.
Yeah? And in the booth is me, person who was with me, and then there was two other people, like there's a divider and two other people on that side, right? And then the gap between me, my booth and his one is literally like a balcony thing. It's just like the curve bit connected and then you got his one. He walks into ours. He's like, yo, this guy is brilliant. And I'm looking at him thinking, how do I say you're Tom Cruise? And why are you talking to me without it sounding disrespectful? Because in my head, Tom Cruise ain't supposed to come and talk to me. Not because I'm anything big. You're big Tom Cruise. And the reason why I was there is because I think he was filming The Mummy at the time because the woman who plays The Mummy, the one who was in Kingsman and in Star Trek Beyond.
Daniel Craig's wife.
Is that Daniel Craig's wife? No. That's
not Rachel. Rachel Vines.
No. Not Rachel. No. No, you're thinking of The Mummy with Brendan.
Yeah, the good one, yeah.
No, the one with him and Tom. I'm going to get her name, right? She's not. No, hold on. I'll get her name. I don't want to say it wrong, but she's... They were filming The Mummy because a lot of it was filmed in the UK. So I think what had happened is they knew Brian Tyler was going to be in town and he's probably worked with him on music or maybe gone to watch him. And he's literally come up with her, Sophia Boutella, that's it.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I was on the tip of my tongue, that one.
Algerian actress, model and dancer, and it was not on the tip of your tongue. You had no idea who that was.
Not a clue.
If I show you her face, Sophia Boutella.
Still no idea.
Have you seen The Kingsman?
Nah.
Have you seen The Kingsman, Mick?
The newest one?
No, the first one.
First one, yeah.
Right? The one with the scissor leg thing.
Yeah. She's a singer.
I think she's a singer as well. Hold on, let me check.
She's a triple threat according to her Wikipedia page.
Actress, model and dancer, not a singer, right? So she was with him and she is in the film The Mummy with him. She plays the mummy, right? Now, she was with him, but she was just kind of just chilled and quiet and he was just like happy and elated to be there. And he had this security guard that was with him as well, who he looked like Dennis Rodman, kind of. No, I kid you not. Like
wearing a wedding dress.
Bro, he wasn't wearing a wedding dress, no. But he looked like, he had like the big piercing and the hook in it, bald head, and like a maybe a ponytail or something. He looked very Dennis Rodman-esque, but he was his security guard, I think he was, because he was like standing by the back and not letting anyone get through to where his booth was and stuff. That's it. I said, yo, can I get a picture with you? He goes, I can't. And he walked out the side entrance and then gone. Mate.
All right. 5'7".
He's 5'7"?
5'7".
Yes. When you're an action star.
Mm.
How big is Chuck Norris? That is the smallest you're allowed to be. Chuck Norris is the minimum height.
Chuck Norris is a strong dude.
Yes.
He's a tree. He's an absolute tank, isn't he?
He's I think he's martial artist as well.
Yeah. Chuck Norris was originally, I think he was like a movie star, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was like an action star, but he always did martial arts and like.
Yeah.
What was that program he had? Something Ranger.
Walker,
Texas Ranger. That's it, yeah. Chuck Norris, 5'8¼". No, 5'8½", it says. You cannot be shorter than Chuck Norris and include yourself a mega action star.
I don't know, man. Angle. Bruce Lee was pretty short.
Was he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Bruce Lee was smaller, short. Man.
Jason Statham's tiny.
Is he?
Yeah, The Transporters. Sick film, man.
Wow, it's a good film.
Bruce Lee height in oh yeah, he's tall. Hold on, in feet.
And Jason Statham's married to a supermodel, isn't he? He's done all right for himself.
Bruce Lee, 5'7¼".
Wow. 5'7". You bump into a man that's 5'7" on the street. 5'7" is not that tall, is it?
No, it's not.
So that's probably like an inch shorter than me. So yeah, no. To be fair, I can't really talk.
Do you know who threw me off of being short for a long time? Right. Eddie Guerrero from WWE.
What?
How small is it?
Eddie Guerrero is about 5'6". Right? May he rest in peace.
Mama's wider than he is tall because he was.
Do you know what it was? You look at them on there on the screen. You're like, oh my god, you're wham and you're tall. Eddie Guerrero, I had no idea until I started to play WWE 2K.
Did you know 22? The Big Show is 5'10"?
No, you're an idiot.
Mad, you know.
No, you're an idiot. You know
it's
that.
All camera angles. You're an
idiot. Yeah, Eddie Guerrero, 5'7", not 5'6". He's 5'7". I did not know he was that short until I watched it. And I was like, why is Shawn Michaels so tall to him? And then found out Shawn Michaels is 6 foot.
Wow.
Bro, Shawn Michaels, for me, felt tiny. Because these wrestlers are big.
It's weird. I was having this conversation the other day. How huge was, remember, it was WWF. Yeah. When we were younger, how big was that to us? Did you watch it a lot as a kid?
Yeah, of course.
Mm. It was everything to us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you look at it now and you think, this is clearly entertainment.
They've changed the era. They've made it, they went through the PG era and they went through Ruthless Aggression came after when we would have watched it. We watched it when it was Stone Cold and The Rock, right?
Attitude
era. Then it went Ruthless Aggression. Then it went all to the PG era where you could do chair shots and stuff like that, which is terrible, because how's the Dudley boy supposed to work if you can't throw a man through a table?
That's when they used to, when they did hit him with a chair, the camera used to pan out to the crowd.
Or do that thing where it hit and it freeze just slightly for a frame or two.
Yeah,
all you see is the man on the floor and the chair's down here.
But you know why they had to do it, ain't it? Because obviously there would have been kids at home.
Oh my God.
Smashing each
other.
We were
doing that. I'm the youngest of five. And the amount of chair shots I got, bro. Four boys and a girl.
I bet the girl was the one swinging the hardest as well.
She was unbelievable. My sister was.
I remember putting my pad on the walls of Jericho and I heard his back click. You know what I mean?
God, like, man. Do you remember they used to do things on nails? On pins?
Yeah, so Mankind. Mankind, yeah. When he used to get chokeslammed through the ring, when he got thrown off the cage, then through the cage and onto the nails. Oh, blood. Man was different.
Yeah, man. And they started bringing out the warnings. Don't try this at home. Don't try this at home. I think we've been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah. We've been trying this. Do you know, speaking of gory stuff, tell me you lot started watching The Boys season 3.
I need to watch it. There's 3 episodes out now.
Yes.
I watched Stranger Things first and I need to watch The Boys now.
The Boys, the new season so far. Homelander is genuinely, spoiler alert for anyone.
Because I ain't watched it.
All right, I won't say too much, right? At all. I won't say anything I only speak of things up to season 2 and what you would have seen in the trailer, right? Homelander in this, you know, he's always been on edge, like you don't want to piss him off.
He's a troubling individual in this show.
My gosh. In this one, you start to see when he loses his rag. It's scary. Do you watch The Boys, mate?
I don't. My brother told me about it, right?
I
watched a couple of scenes of the most recent, probably the most recent scenes.
Yeah.
And the acting quality that guy brings.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
The guy that plays Homelander.
Wow. The guy that plays Homelander. The way he switches from, it's like a narcissistic.
Mate.
Oh my God. Get this guy a BAFTA.
It's
creepy.
He went through some real life problems, the actor.
Mm.
Like, I think he turned to alcohol over the past year or something.
I haven't seen him in anything else other than The Boys. That's what kind of impressed me the most.
I have, but I couldn't remember what from like years ago. Let me Google this as well. Because I've seen his face in something else. I can't remember what it was. But he's played a very similar character where he's a guy you just don't like. Mm.
I can't lie. The maddest thing for me with The Boys was, like, obviously you got all the gore and the violence and all that stuff. When he was drinking the milk in series 2, I think that's what pushed me over the edge, man.
There's more in this one.
Oh, man.
the milk and tea, that one was just wild. But forget the milk, bro. There's a scene in the first episode of this one. It has nothing to do with him. It's to do with...
Is it the D? Because my mate told me there's a mad scene.
He's been in a few things. He's been in...
Deep.
The geezer with the gills.
No, not deep. It's a new one. It's a new super who they are trying to capture. I don't want to say too much.
Okay.
All I'm saying is the people that made this film, he does something where he goes into somewhere. That's all I can say. When he goes into this place, as soon as you see that happen, you're going to hit me up and go, I'm a bit traumatized. It is so off key. But all I'm going to say is superhero goes into something somewhere and you're going to be like, I'm traumatized. That's all I can say.
I'm going to watch it tomorrow.
Anthony Starr is a guy who plays Homelander. Mm. What was it I've seen him in? American Gothica. And he's in The World's Fastest Indian. Okay. Rush, Banshee. There's a few things here.
He's been in a few things, hasn't he?
Yeah, but he is a beast of an actor.
Yeah, I was so impressed, man. And I'm not, like, I mean, I'm not an actor, but you know when you can appreciate someone who can, like, I think he's calling a guy a fat shit or something. And the way he, like, snaps between being, like, this happy guy and, like...
And the thing is, you can't get him on the rock. Did you see when he calls a guy that and the guy says something under his breath?
Yeah, and he comes back.
I don't want to say too much. You got to watch this.
I know what you're on about, though, of his character. Yeah. That's why, I remember, like, with DiCaprio, remember he finally got the Oscar for The Revenant, innit? I was kind of like, it's a good artistic film, but I didn't think it was his best performance. Did you guys watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yes.
The Tarantino film?
Yeah.
He was unbelievable in that. To think, like, him in real life as an actor, and he's portraying an actor who his glory days are behind him, now he's struggling.
And you've never really rated DiCaprio before, though?
No, I've rated him in plenty, just I didn't think I thought The Revenant was just a bit like them going, we probably owe him an Oscar.
What about that film? The island one, what was it called?
Something Shutter like Island.
Shutter Island.
That was next level, that film.
Bro, that Very for me good. Was what made me realize this guy is, he can't go wrong.
Came out the same year as Inception, that as well. Like, what a year for him that is, man.
He never got an Oscar for that.
Nah.
He had to break his own veganism, go in and eat that, was it veal or something, or liver of some animal, after he's vegan, like actively vegan. We're not talking like one of those guys who just eat that way. He is an ethical vegan himself. And he went and did that for the movie and then slept in the animal, bro.
He had to have a menage with a bear.
All of that, man. I don't know how he hasn't been nominated well before that, but he had to. I reckon if he had his Oscar from before, this is my take, he wouldn't have done films like The Revenant. He'd have been like, I can relax now. But you've been itching every year to get that Oscar, and it took him to go Revenant levels to do that.
There's other ways to relax as an actor, though, isn't it? Like, obviously, I think Will Smith's going to have his feet up for a while, to be fair. I think his bookings have dried up a bit.
Do you see when Jada came out with that thing this week saying, I don't want to misquote her, but she was basically talking about how Will and Chris need to come together because it's time for healing or something. And we're sitting there like, man, shut your mouth.
Another week. Did you see when she was talking about when he arranged her 40th birthday party?
Oh yeah.
And he'd been planning it for a year and got all her favorite people there and her favorite like artists to perform and all this stuff. And then she said, this is just your narcissism. That's all you've done it for.
Imagine.
And I was like, I think he just wanted you to have a nice birthday.
You're talking about toxic relationships, man.
I do believe there is a level of narcissism that Will has, but it's not as big as she makes it out to be. It's not narcissism. I don't think he's narcissistic in terms of him wanting to do the party for his sake. I think he knows he's Will Smith. He knows he's got the money. He knows he's got the resources. Let me get popping on my wife's birthday. And she's seen that and gone, why do you have to do everything Will Smith level? Well, because he's Will Smith.
But also, I reckon he's got to have more insecurities than narcissism. Because imagine you're Will Smith. Yeah, you're like one of the biggest movie stars in the world. Everything he's done has been gold, innit? Like, he did music, that went well. Then he made The Fresh Prince, that went well. And then you're still in the shadow of a man that's been dead
for quite some time.
Yeah,
he's got to have some sort of insecurities around that.
I don't know how I'd be able to handle that, because you can't topple a man who's been martyred at all. Like, you will forever never be able to look at religion. There are like deities and religion and stuff. You'll never be able to be higher than somebody who everybody has said was perfect and then died before they could be imperfect.
That's why I gave up on Christian Mingle, because you're never going to compare to their main boy. You know what I mean? I don't want to play second fiddle. Not even to the big man. I'm not doing it.
Thank you for that, Joe. Thank you for that, Joe. Much love and appreciation for that one. All right. Now, next one, games. This is my thing. I don't know. Are you lot gamers?
Huge. Mm-hmm.
You got a whole comedy show around, the theme of it is around how you market it is like arcade games.
Mm-hmm.
Break that down, because I've not even been to it yet.
Well, that was just, we got offered a night at like a retro arcade venue over in East Ennet. So that whole thing was kind of like, they'll kind of come at the start, they can play on all the games and then there'll be a comedy show. And then they can play the games after. I mean, I can't lie. I think the acts enjoy it more than anyone else. Like once the show's done, then like they can just hang around, get the drinks, play the games and that.
Has there been anything that's come out that I really want to go and get?
There hasn't. You know what? I'm a huge hit. Like outside of training and stuff, all I do is game, right? And I've recently revisited. You've played The Last of Us.
Yes,
the best game I've ever played. Second one.
I never finished it, if I'm honest, but yeah, it's apparently, I don't like scary games.
It's not scary. I mean, I don't like scary games either. Yeah. And I can see like the jump scare element of it, but I recently revisited that. Ghost of Tsushima, I played that.
So I started it, but I also had, when I bought my PS5, I got Ghost of Tsushima and I also got Miles Morales as well.
Yes.
But I got hooked on Miles Morales more than Ghost.
So I've restarted all them. Miles Morales, Ghost of Tsushima, Last of Us 2, God of War.
Oh, bro, God of War. I played it on a 4, didn't get into it as quickly as I wanted to, because I was expecting God of War 3 levels of gaming.
Right.
When I got it again when I got the 5 and I said it comes with Pass Plus or PS Plus, whatever it is, I've never been so like moved by game.
So good.
Bro, the whole, you played it, didn't
it? I played God of War, yeah.
When the whole storyline and everything, and just how, when you really master Kratos,
it's a perfect marriage of movie and gaming experience, I think. Do you know what I mean?
It's brilliant.
It's one of the only games I've ever put the pad down and sat and watched
And watched the cutscenes.
Yeah.
That's what The Last of Us did for me as well.
Hugely.
I think what they really nailed in The Last of Us was showing how his character kind of lost his daughter at the start when it was all kicking off. And that's clearly why there was such a bond between this girl that he had to kind of look after and get across there. And that made you a lot more invested in the story.
They did it amazingly as well. Watching that girl die at the beginning, spoiler alert, if you haven't played it, it's about 10 years old now.
Yes.
But you watching that girl die at the beginning invests you emotionally directly, like straight away.
His daughter dies, isn't it? And then he kind of looks after this other girl who's lost her family.
He's got to move a girl to the other side of the country to because she's the... She's the cure to the virus.
Yeah.
Do you guys revisit games? Are you that kind of game? Or are you just like a next game?
Games get revisited all the time. I love my retro games, bro. All the time. I've got things stuck in my head now, Kratos' thing. Have you seen Christopher Judge when he accepts an award?
No.
Oh, man. He goes to the... He's a gaming award thing. He accepts an award for God of War, which I think won Best Game of the Year or something. And him and the kid who play Kratos and... Loki.
Spoiler.
Yeah, but again, that's years old again. What do you call him again in the game? Atreus. When he accepts the award, he goes, and he's got that deep voice, and the award goes to, and he stops, and he looks at the boy, and the kid just looks around, and he goes, read it, boy. Like that. Bruv.
Right.
Bruv. Everyone started applauding.
Can I just say, that was an outstanding...
Oh, thank you.
It was better than Canada.
Very good.
Mate, I can't do the Canadian accent. I got a deep voice. I do. You've not heard me do loads of deep voices and stuff, have
you? Nah, never, man.
Put your headphones on. Go on. Right there.
I'm about to...
Read it, boy.
Wow, bro.
Or when he... What does he say? When he goes...
You must be a warrior.
Leave my home. Like that.
very good.
There's loads of them I do.
It's like an ASMR podcast now, isn't it?
It's all right. Them guys are creepy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't lie.
There's money in it.
You've got to start crackling that water bottle in there.
It's when they go...
You telling me your agent calls you and says you need to eat some spaghetti bolognese, right? Yeah. We're talking $5,000. Just sit there, record yourself eating spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah.
Mike.
I would do it, don't get me wrong, because these guys are like just crackling. Mm.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
It's a weird niche, man.
But bro, I can't lie. I was like, what? When I was thinking of a naming of a show years ago, because my name's Ori Styler and it's ASMR, right? I was trying to figure out how can I put AS or Ori Styler MR for something else, right? And I was like, let me Google this up and see what these guys are really doing. And if I can do something around a show which or comedy content which is around that. And I listened to one and I was like, ooh, this is kind of relaxing. And then I listened to another one and it was really like just someone's hot breath in my ear. I was like, wow. Mm.
I don't get how that's supposed to help you sleep. Like there's someone stood over you whispering in your ear. It's
very odd.
It's a bit, it's like sleep paralysis, isn't it?
Yeah, that's odd, man.
Go to sleep because you don't need to be awake right now. And I'm right here in your ear right now. So stay right there because I want you to...
You know what I was wondering before that?
It's
like,
really, yeah.
You know, like if you're having trouble sleeping, you can get them like 6-hour YouTube videos. It's just like rain sound and stuff like that. But then obviously you always fall asleep within the first 20 minutes, isn't it? So I always think like, what happens if like 2 hours in, this bloke's like trying to activate sleeper agents and that, you know what I mean? Like you're fast asleep and he's plotting to kill the president or something. You wouldn't know, would you? You know what I mean?
Man. Before you know it, you've got a pistol in your hand.
That's what I mean, man.
I like the way you went straight away.
You got a man like the Winter Soldier now.
Yeah, right.
I'm not looking to listen to one all the way through.
I was thinking you were going to go for like...
What is it again? Hold on.
I thought you were going to go for like, he's going to start speaking in French or something, teach you French. You went straight for the sleeper agent.
Yeah, because I'd be happy to wake up and know another language. Yeah, that's it. That'd be useful.
What's the words again? You know when they activate the Winter Soldier? Longing.
Is it train something, isn't it?
I've got it here somewhere. I must have... I've sent it to my friend because to take the mic. She works at like a hospital and she, because I love Marvel stuff. Her colleague kept talking to her about Marvel stuff, right? Because he was excited about it. And so she was like, this guy's chatting food. I don't, it's boring. What? And I was like, actually, it's not boring. It's really exciting. I didn't turn it to him. But what I said to her is, do you know what you should do to try and shut him up? Got to him and say this. And I went, longing, rusted, furnace, daybreak, 17, benign, 9, homecoming, 1, freight car. And that's obviously from Winter Soldier.
Put the gun down, Joe. Put the gun down.
I'm ready to take my orders. But that's what it was. And I said, say that to him. And she was like, why? That's stupid and ridiculous. No, trust me. It will annoy him. I said it will annoy him because he'll think that you're winding him up and just like, it's something that really annoys Marvel fans. So she went and said it to him. The way he came back excited, like, oh, you know the words for Winter Soldier. And it keeps asking her out on a date now. So I kind of...
Cupid.
If that were me, I'd have been wondering how much morphine they'd given me. I'd be like, am I really hearing this? What is?
Mate, it's those fans are die hard. Oh, so,
they're die hard.
But yeah, I need watch The Boys when you get a chance, right? Especially you, because you've watched it already. Mm. Watch season 3 so far. And you need to watch The Boys in general.
Yeah, he's mad from
so
off.
Sick.
I'm looking for my brother's a big fan of it, man. But I've just started watching second series of Stranger Things because I switched off for a bit. I switched off for a bit of Stranger Things, but I've heard nothing but good things about the new,
really good, man.
New series, man.
I need to watch that. I'm not caught.
But they ain't kids no more. These guys are like 21 years old. Yeah,
yeah.
Right?
But even with the early series, like I don't know about yous, but like a lot of times, like child actors will really annoy me in like shows and films because it's not their fault. You know what I mean? They're young and like inexperienced. But you know, what I mean? It just feels like really overacted and a bit wooden.
Mm.
But they're sick in Stranger Things.
They are.
Like, yeah. Really.
To be
good,
fair, they've accumulated some talent on that show, man. Because they're going to be megastars, aren't they?
Yeah.
To be honest. And I think some of them are in bands and they're... Do you know what I mean? Look at Millie Bobby Brown. How old is she now? She's about 20-odd. She's like a
super million. She's 18
million.
Or 19, I think. Mm. Yeah.
They seem to have like a good support network around them as well. Because like when you see them on interviews and that, like all the older actors and characters and that, it seems like a bit of like a familial bond. Because otherwise you're going to end up like Macaulay Culkin or something. Yeah. Like a lot of the child stars kind of go off the rails for a little bit.
I suppose it's like huge amounts of success at an early age. What does that do to you? Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, wild.
That must be crazy. Yeah.
Mate, if I was Justin Bieber, you remember when he had that rogue stage before he found God and like he was like egging his neighbors' houses and that?
Yeah.
If I was 18 with that much money, I'd be egging my neighbour's houses with like Fabergé eggs.
You know what I mean? Ostrich eggs.
Yeah, but like, what are you going to do? I'm Justin Bieber. Like, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? You remember we had that picture? I'm trying to catch him. Remember we had that mugshot? And he was just grinning. Because he's just like, post the bail. I'll pay it. Mm. I don't care.
Mm. Yeah. You're going to put Justin Bieber on the wing with everyone else. It's not going to happen.
Justin Bieber's paying his way out is what he's doing.
Trust me.
And you know what? He seems like a nice dude now, man. From what I've seen, some of the stuff I've seen, he seems like a dude. I mean, you can't really speak. You don't really know, innit? So all you see on camera, but he seems like a nice dude, man.
He might be. Who knows?
I suppose you've met enough really famous people, right, to know that, I suppose, what they look like on social media and on TV and stuff is not who they are in real life.
One or two.
Yeah.
Are they nice all the time?
Can you name anybody?
No.
Who's the nicest, most famous person you've ever met?
Ah, that's a good question. Nicest, most famous person I've ever met.
I should reword it. The most famous, nice person you've ever met.
When you say me, how much of a conversation would I have had to have?
Like, also, are you now worried about talking about these celebrities when like 20 minutes ago you said Tom Cruise was mental?
I never said he was mental. I said he was short.
Okay.
One of you said he was short.
I said he was a lunatic. I was meant like the jumping off buildings and stuff.
I
meant like he's like...
Clip it.
Bro, he's jumping out of windows and stuff. You see the one where he runs down the side of a building?
Yeah, he's mad that he does all his own stunts. Yeah. Like that one when he was hanging off the side of the plane and the plane actually took off.
That was in England, right? Yeah.
Mad.
Yeah,
the guy, in terms of being a lunatic for that kind of stuff, you've got to be a little bit crazy to do that kind of stuff,
right? You have to have a death wish to say, yeah, I'm okay with that and doing that.
I sent you the news stories, isn't it, of when he was filming in Birmingham. I don't know what he was filming, but he was filming in Birmingham for a bit. And the Birmingham Mail went wild with like Tom Cruise content. It was like, Tom Cruise went to this Indian restaurant. Tom Cruise was at this bar. Mm. And then on the last day, it was Tom Cruise's Mercedes has been stolen and they nicked his car. It was full of all his luggage.
That's what I'm saying,
all his personal luggage, yeah. And then they found the car, but all the luggage was gone.
That's Birmingham.
I'm telling you, I reckon some of my pals back home went down Bullring Rag Market and they got some children's size clothes. But designer. Some baby gap. Gucci t-shirt.
5'7", bro.
sorry. I'm looking down at Tom Cruise from the position of being 6'1", but not having Tom Cruise money.
Yeah, mate. Trust me, he's 7 foot right now if you look at his paycheck.
If he stands on his cash.
Trust me.
You must have heard about these heel things. They're not meant for you people, man. They're meant for the people like us, short people. So these people, these heel things, they go through your foot, over your sock, right? And it's basically a high heel for dudes, right? And it goes in your shoe and it raises you like 2-3 inches, right?
Can you imagine that? Because obviously you're lucky, you're settled down, you're nice. Can you imagine, you have to be single again, then you got to go on a date and you put them heels in. Because I've seen the adverts on the internet.
Yeah.
What happens then? The first time that she sees you without your shoes on?
You don't take them off, boy. You put them under your socks.
Or you take them off and wherever you're going, you better be horizontal straight away.
Yeah.
Mm. So even if it's on the sofa chilling, you better be the guy with your feet up. Mm. Or if you're going in the bedroom.
Oh, I thought you meant the business, first date.
Is it first date? But how are your shoes getting off on the first date?
Well, then you might go bowling or something, you got to swap your shoes.
Ooh.
Then you put them socks and heels on in them shoes too.
Because realistically, that's the only time you go bowling as well, isn't it, first date?
Yeah, good point.
I've always had a theory. If you take a girl bowling for a date and she's racking up big numbers, she's been on a lot of dates.
She's an athlete. She knows what she's doing with that bowling ball, boy.
Because I've never been down the bowling alleys and seen like an all ladies late 20s bowling team.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
It's true. It's a good little theory you've got there. Mm.
I don't go bowling, so I don't know.
When was the last time you went bowling? You ain't gone bowling in them Crocs.
Oh yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to show you lot something.
He wore these today.
I'm that guy now. We have Crocs, ladies and gentlemen. And the only reason I got them for free.
I'd have paid for them. I told you. I'd wear them.
Yeah, you're different.
I'd wear them.
I can't lie to you. I put them on and I was like, I'm not wearing these. A bad man can't wear these. And I walked down, this was at Brockwell Park when I left, I was performing at Mighty Hoopla Festival. And I walked down the road and I see one guy at the bus stop and he sees me and he's like, he looks at my shoes, he looks in my eyes. old black man, innit? He looked at me like, you're letting us down. I could feel it. I could feel that look. You know when someone looks at you, you're like, you realise there's a race of us trying to, you know, stay up. And you decide to wear Crocs. That's what it felt like. So I walked to the shop and I go back to the festival. And I felt it. I was like, yo, listen, because you get, it's like a trade thing. You get to give them your shoes and they lend you Crocs for the day. So if you walk around the festival with them, so you don't get shoes dirty.
I thought you were about to say you trade your shoes and then you just get a pair of Crocs.
No, what? And I don't get my shoes back?
That's what I thought you were saying. That's what
you're going there as well. Out of your mind. So I do this and they give me these Crocs, right, to wear for the day. And I go back and I give them to them saying, my trainers back, man, because the old man outside said I let down the black race. And I get my trainers back and the woman says, you know what? We're giving these away anyway, so you might, and you're here early, take the Crocs. I'm not, it'd be disrespectful if I said no to something that's free.
Oh, you got there early to get Crocs?
No, I got there early to work. Don't try to.
Did you hear about the Crocs before you got there? Did you know the Crocs would be?
I had no idea.
It was definitely in the email.
Where our bit was right by where the Crocs, like, swap shoe thing is. She gave me these Crocs. I'm not one to, like, turn away something for free. So, swap these around. And then, what I did, yeah, is I got the little bits on the top. Let me show you.
They are the best bit. They're called giblets.
Giblets, yeah.
I'll check the website.
Let me show you this real quick.
I told you I'd wear them.
And you got them in sport mode as well, man.
Sport mode? What's a sport mode?
You don't know what Croc sport mode is?
No.
The way it's wrapped around your heel right now, they ain't sliders. Sport mode? That's sport mode, bro.
Got a plastic Crocs fan air. That's your endorsement out the window.
Hold on.
Sport mode.
So look, the little giblets bit, right? I basically picked up things that would not, like, I'd never go in my mouth. Like weed.
Here's one. Then.
What else is on there?
There's avocado. Here's the other. Birthday cake would, but I'm trying to lose weight. So I'm trying to make sure I remind myself a birthday cake should be by my feet and not by my mouth.
We spent 20 minutes talking about Popeyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hear what I'm saying? Chicken's protein. So I so what I did then is I got the Crocs back from her afterwards. And I got the Crocs back, my shoes back, and she gave me the Crocs for free. I took them home. I was like, I may wear them around the house. I ain't got no slippers or nothing. Let me just try and see how they go. And I put them on, I start walking around the house. I'm like, these are comfortable. Need to get something from the other garage. I went into the garage, put something in there, had the Crocs on. I was like, all right, they work. Yesterday I went shopping it, right? And I need to get something from a local Sainsbury, some milk. So yeah, I can drive in these. But give me about a week or two, I'll be in a rave.
That's what I'm saying. You'll be wearing them.
I have to be. Because these are, look, I don't want to admit how comfortable they are, but I'm wearing Crocs and they're actually mad comfy. I feel liberated.
I might get a pair, and then next time we're both at Box Bar.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll both go on stage in Crocs.
And I'm not trying to, it's not like I'm trying to get any brand deals for the podcast. I'm just letting you know that these Crocs are mad comfortable and available right now if you go on the website, 50% off with the discount code if you type in your email.
I think we need to start wearing Crocs only for the podcast.
Oh, stop it, because that's my dream.
I did that too smooth, didn't I?
You rehearsed that one.
It's almost like I was already sponsored by Crocs.
Yeah, you knew that.
But nah, I'm not. No, I'm not. One day.
Crocs only in the podcast from now on, man. We all got to get our own Crocs.
Do you know what? That might be Ori Styler's Crocs only podcast.
Crocs only, bro.
Nah, that's Ori Styler's cop. Nah, we're no police. No police. Nah, Crocs only. Could you imagine the Crocs? That would be a vibe still.
Right, let's get Crocs only in the podcast, man.
Crocs only.
Yeah. All my trainers are battered, man, so I could do it.
Nah, but you got that I can wear battered trainers energy. Like Shoreditch.
Because I look like my life ain't together.
No, it's not even that. There's like a Shoreditch energy that you can carry. Mm. Like you're the cool swaggy guy that you've been at the barbecues. But also, if I saw you in Shoreditch walking down, you had like Mary Lou on your arm and she looks like she's wearing dirty Converses, I'd look at you and say, these guys probably do have a lot of money. They just don't want to show it. You've got that energy.
I can't lie though. It's a bit hypocritical, isn't it? Like my trainers are all a bit battered.
Yeah.
But then if I see someone else in like proper battered trainers, I'm a bit like, what are you doing, man?
How bad are yours? Let me see.
They're not terrible. It's just they're not as white as they once were. You know what it is though? You wear them in the rain one time and then they're finished.
Yeah, that happens.
I can honestly say I've never looked at anybody's trainers ever.
Yeah.
That must be a Bedford thing.
But it must be. I've never looked at anybody's trainers. Swear to God.
But like, do you know, well, I knew this growing up in my teens and early 20s. That's all people looked at is to rate you as your trainers. Especially,
really?
Especially as a guy. Women would look at you and go, let me see your shoes. Let me see what his foot game's saying.
Crep check.
Yeah, well, I'm in Crocs, so we know who the winner is today. Yeah, I got my giblets on smash. Yeah, you ain't getting me today, bro. My Crocs are fire. You could be converting you, though.
You know, I feel like when you were talking about, like, back in the day, yeah. Like, I think it's mad at, like, brands that back in the day, when we were at school,
yeah,
you'd get rinsed for wearing, have, like, made a comeback.
Fila.
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 Lecoq Sportif wasn't that one as well, man.
I saw someone in a shot jacket recently. S-C-H-O-T-T, shot. I saw that and I was like, I mean, that's an old jacket or something's going on that I don't know about.
You know what it is? It's the vintage shopping market at the moment, man.
Yeah.
People love vintage now, man.
And for brands that you do want to buy, like StockX has got them all there and it's just way too expensive. So if you are trying to buy like Nike, if you're trying to buy some decent Adidas trainers, you can't.
Yeah.
Unless you pay double the price at StockX.
There are levels to how much you can come back though, to be fair. Like I did a show a few months ago and there was this 18-year-old girl in the front row and she, you don't want to kind of stereotype people, but she did look like she had a very easy life with rich parents and all this.
Okay.
And now she's living in East London and whatever, and she was sat front row in an
She wouldn't have to be white,
jacket.
Would she?
Yeah, very white.
Okay,
yeah,
just double checking.
She was sat.
I don't know what made me think that.
But she was sat in the front row in an Averex jacket. And I was like, I literally said, where did you get that from? Did you get that from? You know what I mean? Like, how have you? And the worst part is,
how did she get an Averex jacket?
I bet you she got it from a vintage store in East London. Who has handed an Averex in to a vintage store? And the problem was, I knew I was onto a loser because I kept making like fecky references to her, and I was asking like, what's your MC name? And she just looked confused.
Man. MC, no, this is premium leather. It's Averay.
I wanted it. I can't lie. I wanted it.
Averay jacket. No, it's Averay. Thank you. I'm wearing my Averay to Ibiza, not Ibiza. Ibiza.
But this is what I mean, man. This is what I mean about East now.
Averay jacket.
Yeah. This is what I mean.
Averro. You know, only like faux is F A U X. That A U X is O, but. Averro or Averay.
She was giving off Averro energy, to be fair. A bit fraudulent.
Yeah, it seems so. Man, what kind of... If I saw a girl like 18 years old, like you're saying a rich girl with an Averix jacket, I'd have questions.
I didn't get that.
Siri,
did you try again?
No, Siri. Neither did we. We didn't get it either, Siri.
Siri, what are you talking about, man?
That's Dalston for you now, though.
Is it? Mm. Dalston's another gentrified area.
Change, man. All of it is. Bethnal Green, Dalston.
Oh, gentrified means basically when
areas
run down and
run down.
Now I live there.
It hasn't happened in Bedford yet at all.
Still,
it will happen at some point. Give it another 15. When a train station has like a cross rail that goes across, oh, believe me, you're gonna see. Like Midland Road, you're gonna see a couple of bistros and
really,
oh man, and cafes.
You reckon?
Yeah, more cat cafes. We've got one in Bedford.
Oh, bro, mate. I'd love to go to the cat cafe, man.
Seriously,
I'm 100% serious.
You're a cat cafe guy.
I'm a. What do you think? Look at me.
I ain't eating my lunch with some wild animal walking across my plate.
Bro, nah, I'm about that life, man.
Have you got a cat?
I do have a cat and a dog.
Oh, that's why, yeah.
Yeah, I got a cat and a dog, man.
You got one of each.
I do. The cat was my missus' idea, but I got myself a dog, man.
Wait, hold on. What is your dog? What breed?
He's a border collie. He's a sheepdog.
A sheepdog?
He's a sheepdog, man.
Border collie. Let me see.
Border collie.
Because I pretend like I know what dogs look like.
It looks like he's like the one that chases sheep.
Four legs and a tail.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Oh, your dog looks dope.
Yeah, he's cool, man. He's big, though, to be fair.
How big is big?
He's like 29 kilos now. Yeah. You can push my missus over. She's only about 4'10".
Wow. Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful dog.
They're good dogs, man. They are good dogs.
Yeah. Not like no little.
Nah, I'm not about that. I want a
yappy dog. You don't want one of them.
Nah, I want a dog that can run with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've seen. Do you know what? I got a friend who's got a dog, like a bulldog.
Oh, the French bulldog.
French bulldogs, right? I'm going to be the first to say you can't say the word cute.
I don't know, man.
Hold on. Let me see if it's the right dog.
I don't mind them, to be fair.
Oh, no. French bulldogs are little ones.
Yeah. You're about the pugs, right?
No, the pugs are little as well. No,
I always wanted a pug when I was a kid.
Pugs are cute.
I used to love Men in Black, innit? So.
Yeah, man. I think it's illegal to breed pugs now.
What? The
breeding
Someone
told me this the other day. I don't know how legitimate it is, but I'm pretty sure it's illegal to breed pugs now.
I did not know that.
Yeah, because they're so ill. They get mega ill because they're like...
I had no idea.
Yeah. This is what they got told me yesterday, because I'm currently breeding my dog. As in, he's studding, which means you take him around and he basically bangs another dog, right? Gyalis.
The
Gyalis. He's a Gyalis. But he...
Hey, yo, woof.
Yeah, man, but it's not like the way... I thought it was going to be like they'd be chasing each other around, waiting for it to happen. Listen, she a hussy, man. She just straight away, man, jumped on her all fours.
Serious?
Yeah, it was wild. It was wild.
Isn't it wild that dogs can do that? But when men and women just want to get down like that, we have to be criticized and judged.
Who's criticizing?
But the other dogs out there, or the people that don't know how to just free up the thing.
Yeah, but that's why you just keep your business to yourself, isn't it?
So they're in danger of a breeding ban.
What?
They're currently in danger of a breeding ban.
Oh. You said endangered there.
Wait a minute.
Oh, God.
Endangered, this is where it gets lost in translation. French bulldogs and pugs could also be subject to a ban in the selective breeding of flat-faced dogs in Norway. Okay. Not in England.
Oh, this is good material for me next week.
Oh, bro. Mm. Conversation starter, bro. Yeah.
You can bang this on the show in Norway.
And the British fish and chip shops are asking Norway for more fish.
Is this your first show abroad?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I went to Wales the other week, innit? When I did up Cardiff.
Brother, they don't even charge you to go over the bridge anymore. I don't want to hear nothing about that. That's abroad. Wow. Well, big up.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go in Wales? Glee?
Nah, it's just a different club in Cardiff. I can't remember what it was called.
Okay.
I know a geezer from there, innit?
Fair dues. All right, big up. Wow. Norway, big up yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Anything? Well, yo, tell them where else you're going to be and what else you're doing. Because we have to wrap this up.
Yeah, I don't know, really. I'm all over. You know what I mean? Doing this, do shows all over London.
Okay.
My night's called Only Fools.
Fools.
Moved it to Tottenham, venue in Tottenham now. But yeah, you can find it on Instagram.
Graham.
I might just get you to do the advert, man. But yeah, that's the first. I did the first Monday every month.
Do you want the deep voice advert? Or do you want like a proper
Give us a CBBC, man. Bring
the most people in, isn't it? Yeah,
CBBC style. Give him complete silence to sign in.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Make sure you get yourself down to Only Fools. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Only Fools every first Monday of the month, starring the one and only, the amazing Joe Bingham. Be like yourself, Joe Bingham. Where can they find out about the show and get more tickets? And also, what is the name of the venue?
At Only Fools Comedy.
At Only Fools Comedy.
Yeah, I can't lie. I forgot the name of the venue.
The venue is forgettable.
It's on the Instagram, though.
It's on Insta.
This is how good I am at admin.
Admin.
Or you can follow me at _Joe Bingham and there's all sorts of bits and pieces on there as well.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can follow Joe Bingham at _Joe Bingham. That's with a G after the N before the H.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, get me to 1,000 followers and I'll put some first traps on there.
You have got 1,000
followers. What are you at? You're not 1,000?
Nah, nearly.
Come on, bro.
I didn't post any content on there back in the day.
Oh, really?
So, but my issue was, obviously, I started doing comedy and then people would follow me after shows and there were still pictures of like me and my mum at Christmas on there.
I thought it was a bit weird. I see what you mean.
So I just archived everything and then started again, yeah.
Got you.
I need to get better at posting content and clips and stuff.
You are not marketing. Right, you are not lying. You are definitely under 1,000 followers.
I got zero clout, man.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me see if we can.
This man still books me for shows, but
yeah, that's it.
I got zero clout.
Let me see if we can get this higher and follow. You've got one more now.
You're not even following. You just.
Yeah, I don't consent to any of this podcast getting put out anymore, man.
I followed him and then followed him back again. It means it went up. It went down, but it went up.
Yeah, all
right. Wait,
yeah.
Birmingham is BHX?
That's the airport, yeah.
Okay. I love how you put London is where you're living and Birmingham's where you're from. And you put an airplane next to Birmingham, like you have to fly there to get there. You want to... Joe, tell me that wasn't you.
What?
Oh, it's not. I thought that was like an old picture of you.
Nah, that ain't me.
You got another one, Joe.
Take it.
There we go.
Take it.
9-4-4.
Jeez.
There we go. Joe's getting there, man.
Joe's en route to stardom is what he's en route to.
Put a special out soon.
If you want to follow a real comedian, my page is at Auri, A-U-R-I-E, Styler, S-T-Y-L-A. I need to get myself to the next level of whatever the numbers is on followers. I'm not going to go and check. And yeah. Mm. I can see the eyes that Joe's giving me. Yeah. I was only joking.
None of that was respectfully.
Respectfully? Yo, respectfully? Are we doing yo respectfully or a respectfully? What do you think works?
This is nice, isn't it? Nice little callback at the end.
Yo.
Yeah. Yo respectfully.
Yo respectfully.
Which one? Yo or a?
don't know, man.
Hey, respectfully or yo, respectfully.
What end of the? What end? It depends. Can you search for podcasts in alphabetical order? Because then A, respectfully, will come at the start. Yo, respectfully, will come at the end.
I don't know.
If your name's at the start of it, though, it's going to be at the start.
It's going to be Ori Stylers, A, respectfully, Ori Stylers, yo, respectfully. A S Y R or A S A R. Assar or. Assar or As.
Well, how would you say it naturally?
Ayo.
Exactly. It's both. Exactly. It's both.
Like, I sound like Scott Hall. Rest in peace, Scott Hall. I sound like him. Ayo, respectfully.
Why don't you do both then?
Ayo, respectfully. Could you put Ayo? It looks like you're saying Ayo. Because that's a typical Nigerian name. It's Ayo. A-Y-O. Ayo, respectfully. Nah, yo. I'm going to go with yo.
Yo, respectfully.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to flip a coin, right? Yo, respectfully, not a coin, but a mat. A, respectfully. So, yo on the B, A on the back. All right, ready for this? Here we go. All right, here we go. I'm going to do it like that. Yo, respectfully, hey, that's what we're doing. Yes,
we nailed it. That's how we gentlemen. Picked it.
Perfect. You saw how it landed on the B. We are going with yo, respectfully.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Big up, man. All right, take it easy, you lot. Make sure you listen to us next week. This is our first. It's like a pilot episode. It will go up. It's going to be rough. We don't care. We want it to sound rough so we can know what we can work on. Hope you lot enjoy it. Take care. Look after yourself. We will catch you on the flip side. I've been Ori Stylers. That is Joe Bingham. Behind the camera on the mic is my guy, Mr. Engineer Mick. What's going on, Mick? You good?
Big up.
All right. We out. Peace. Yeah.